said that dreams come true. Never live down here with me and you. All the lies that we believe, all the dreams that we could see, forgotten long ago.
How is everybody doing? Welcome to episode number 12 of the Introvert Musician Podcast. I'm your host, Nikki P. So today's episode is entitled The Tip Jar Conundrum, subtitled Never Leave Money on the Table. One of the most contentious topics that we have in regards to commercial performance actually is the tip jar. For some, this is a cardinal sin. You could be dragged and quartered for daring to try and capitalize on your skill set. I mean, haven't you ever heard the term starving artist? So, apparently that also extends to my wife and daughter as well. They're not supposed to eat either. Personally, I try to think of what I do as performance. If you think too much about the artistry of it, that perhaps adds an extra layer that doesn't need to be there. I think of myself like more of the song and dance man from the days of old. You know, it's a craft. It's combining musicianship, comedy, and sales skill, believe it or not. See, for me, the way I think of it is I'm trying to sell people a good night. They may not have envisioned the night going exactly the way that I'm packaging it to them, but that's why they came out. They intended to spend money on a good time, and as a performer, we're part of that. Some people are happy to spend a little extra so they can help shape the night in their favor. Someone who wants a certain song for an individual they may want to impress or set the mood for. A group of college kids graduated. They want their favorite party song to keep those last few hours of college nights rolling. You know, a married couple that wants to dance to their favorite song on their anniversary. Whatever the occasion, you're adding value to their night. Is it tacky? I suppose if you go up there like a carnival barker, maybe. But that's not generally how anyone approaches the whole tip thing. I think the real issue that people have that they have to face is that they're afraid to ask for money. Get that out of your head right off the bat. If you have that thought process going on, that's you not believing you're worth it. Are you afraid that at the end of the night, the jar is going to be empty and that's going to reflect your own negative self-esteem back at you? I can tell you personally that doesn't happen very often. There's usually at least something in there. Regardless, you got paid for the night anyways. See, if you do your job well, they're going to try and hand you money one way or the other. Psychologically, if you give people, you give the audience something. In this case, you're giving them a good time. They're literally going to feel like they owe you anyways. You're providing them a way to pay you helps them close that psychological loop that they're going to be going through one way or the other. It also helps them feel more positive about the entire experience. So it's kind of like a feedback loop that works out in your favor because you get to make more money. The important thing is you don't want them handing you the money. Handing you money interrupts the show. And that's not conducive to the performance. It slows things down on a good night. You want to give them a roadmap that's easy to get. Personally, I keep a little curio box with a little light-up display that says Musicians Love Tips. And it sits on a little drink table that I have next to me where I keep, you know, extra picks and my capos and things of that nature, a spare set of strings for performance. It all sits behind the box, nice and hidden. The box itself sits on the table that's on a leopard print cloth. I put a lot of thought into the ambiance, we'll just say. But what's really, the box that I actually, the table that I use actually isn't a table at all. It's actually the box that I keep all of my equipment in that I roll into the place and then doubles as a table. That'll be something we cover perhaps on Gear Day. But that is not today. So, to reiterate, we're simply trying to take the guessing out of an action that they'd already intended on taking, and we want to make it so that that minimizes its effect on the show. Musicians that won't do this, frankly, they baffle me. They literally leave money on the table by not giving the audience a way to leave money on the table. I'm aware it's a terrible dad joke, but I get to make those now because I'm a dad. So, before I let you go on thinking that tip jars are okay for every setting, I don't believe that's the case. There are certain settings I personally think it's inappropriate. My personal rule of thumb is if they're paying for their own drinks, it's okay. Which basically means weddings and corporate events are no-go. Nobody wants you hustling their guests. That said, these gigs typically pay more because they require a higher level of care and preparation. So you generally make up the lost revenue anyways. Now, I'm not trying to tell you how to think about this. I'm simply making the case as I see it. Perhaps the most important thing to take away is that you can't be afraid or ashamed to ask for money. Honestly, the asking helps solidify in the minds of the audience that there is a value in what you're doing. You don't have to be pushy. A subtle suggestion is really all that's needed. Some people, it's a jar at the end of the stage. For me, it's my little tiny box that may or may not light up. What's also really interesting is the way in which this will improve audience participation and engagement. When you get them talking to you, you get them closer to the stage, you start conversations with them, they start asking for things. The more engaged they are, the longer they're going to sit there. And the longer they sit there, the more they're going to spend at the bar. And at the end of the day, that's really what all this is about. All of this is about making sure that the venue that has hired you to be the entertainment is making money off the people that they have there and as much as they want. However, your job is twofold because you also are doubling trying to provide a good time to the people that are there. We could get into the whole pay-to-play model some people have these days where they expect you to bring the entire audience. And it's always better if you can bring some audience, but you're there to entertain people. And if the place is run well, they will have people there for you to entertain. So, I think I'm going to call this one done. I know it was a quick one, but it's not that big or that complex of an issue. But it is an important one because it does get a lot of flack on both sides from people. So, don't be afraid to hit me up, NikkiP@theintrovertmusician.com, or you can just visit theintrovertmusician.com. I offer individual coaching and mentorship to help you maximize your performance business or just get started. Thanks for listening today. So go forth, find peace, gigs, and prosperity. I'm Nikki P, the Introvert Musician.